punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy and Jill.
Happy Tuesday.
What other day is it today?
It's National Ag Day.
It is. Happy National Ag Day to everybody, farmers, ranchers, and people involved in the ag industry. It's a great time. Don't you have something up on that to talk about?
I do.
Okay, well, let's hang on a second. Let's go up with that. Let's do weather first. This is a rare sight. In the 60s in the west and 40s in the east. So this is rare. Anyway, 62 at Cheyenne, the home of the secret weapon. You know what the secret weapon is?
What is it?
You don't want to know.
Okay.
Anyway, he's a cowboy, rancher, and a wannabe golfer.
A wannabe.
Okay. Anyway, 67 degrees at Arnett, 68. At Slopout, 64 at the May Ranch, 64 at Helena, 60 at Enid, 63 at Weatherford, 66 down there at Hollis, out here in the West Texas Panhandle. I don't know why I just go blank when I put that arrow on that deal over there. 68 degrees in Panhandle, Texas Panhandle, Lipscomb. 66 degrees at Wellington and 65 degrees at Odell, which is where?
Down by Altus.
There you go. I'm testing you.
Are you quizzing me?
Yes, I am. I'm quizzing you. Today is National Ag Day.
It is.
And before we get started talking about it, we laid a very good woman to rest yesterday. Nelda Ripto. I had the privilege of knowing her and get to harvest peanuts with her, with Gary and her sister Lynn, and after a long battle, she you know, finally had to, you know, just bad deal. And yesterday I was at the funeral, I was listening to some of the people talk about her in a church service and everything, and she was well liked around that world down there in Greer County. And I thought back on the way to work this morning, I thought back on her and Lynn, her sister, they'd be in the peanut combine, and I'd be on a tractor and peanut combine, pull behind combine. And anyway, I text them, I just egg them on. I'd say, Gary's going to be mad if you guys do that again. And Nelda texts me back, what's he going to do, fire us? You know, and anyway, Nelda was a very good, she was a beautiful woman. She always had a smile, was always very nice to me. Anyway, we're going to miss you, Nelda. And so God's got a good one up there. Well, it's National Ag Day.
It is.
And what do you got to say about National Ag Day? You got anything good to say about it? Where's your new cap at? Where's your new Farm Bureau cap
no,
at?
No, I didn't just get one. I got
three.
I got three caps. I got a black one. I got an orange, like an, it's
a honey orange.
Orange.
It's like blazed orange.
And I got like a trucker hat. It's too big for my head. But
put that one on and wear it during the show today because it reminds me of those truck drivers that was on. What was that name of that movie I was talking about? Oh, Smokey and the Bandit. It looks like a truck driver hat from back in the 70s. Yeah. It should say cat on the front instead of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. And you know, today is Stockman's Veterinarian Happy Cap Hour.
It is.
Anyway, but on this Stockman's Veterinarian Happy Cap Hour, it's National Ag Day. So what
it
do we
is
got?
It's National Ag Day. So 50 years after the creation of National Agriculture Day, America's farmers, ranchers, and private forest land owners find themselves on the front lines of climate change. They are uniquely positioned to deliver solutions by implementing climate-smart production practices that conserve natural resources, build healthier soils, reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and sequester Sequester carbon. There we go.
Yep.
National Agriculture Day is a day to recognize the producers who are the best stewards of our land. America's... Hey, that was our tagline right there.
That's
that was pretty good.
That's patented.
Yeah. America's producers are not only providing food, forage, and fiber for today, they are also investing in climate solutions that will ensure a prosperous agricultural future for generations to come. That's me. Generations to come. That's me. They are growing a climate for tomorrow, for our state, our nation, and our world. Here in Oklahoma, there are 129,619 agricultural producers operating 77,200 farms on 34.4 million acres of productive land. That's a lot of land right there.
A lot of land. Yes, it is.
Yeah. The average size of an agricultural operation in Oklahoma is 446 acres. Our major ag products are wheat, hay, cotton, and cattle, and the total market value is around $7.5 billion. That's a lot of zeros right there.
Yep.
These producers are important to Oklahoma's economy and our environment, so thank you to all of our farmers and ranchers.
And the people that support them.
Yes.
Without the fertilizer guy, the seed guy, the repair guy, the guy that drills even your water well, the fence builder.
Mm-hmm.
It all goes hand in hand.
Yep.
And anyway, so...
That's what I love about agriculture. It's so diverse.
Oh, yeah.
It's so diverse. I love it.
Yeah. If there's not something you can't figure... There's no reason for any kid graduating that wants to be in agriculture to go to college or whatever. Even if he doesn't go to college, he goes to Votech and learns how to weld or mechanic or something. There's no reason he can't choose the right one to get into.
Yep.
So your plans is?
I'm going to OSU, and I'm going to major in agriculture communications.
And that could be advertising, pictures.
Marketing.
Come back and take my place.
Yep. It's very broad. It's anything from journalism to marketing, advertising. I could be a professional photographer if I really wanted to. It's just about anything. I could be a public relations person,
right.
Manager for any company.
You could go to Washington and work for a senator.
Yep.
Huh.
I can do a lot of things. It's exciting.
They'd love you up there. you know more about cows than they do. Maybe except for Frank Lucas.
Okay, yeah, I'll give it to him.
Yeah, so anyway. And so, yeah, you could go up there and, hey, I'm your woman. Anyway, so what's going on at school? Anything good?
Nope. I just got back from a club meeting, and I got cookies. Sprinkled like St. Patrick's cookies, and I figured I should probably bring Jimmy one, or he might not like me very much today. So I
no, she's
one.
Over smacking on pizza and cookies, and I'm over.
I haven't eaten yet today. I was hungry.
So anyway, important news before we go to the first Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic Happy Cap Hour break. Guess what?
What?
WOTUS. I know. But it's a good thing. I'm sure you guys have read it, but I'm going to talk about it again. A U.S. District Court judge issued an injunction preventing the Biden administration's controversial Water of the United States rules from going into effect in Idaho and Texas. I don't know why we missed Oklahoma, but Idaho and Texas. However, Judge Jeffrey Benson Brown of the Southern Texas District in Galveston ruled that other courts should determine WOTUS's legality across the nation. I'm not sure how he got Texas and Idaho. Maybe should he ruled for Texas and Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
WOTUS bothers me. It doesn't scare me. It annoys me. It's just red tape crap and politicians pulling the string to show, hey, I'm on steroids over here. I can lift more weights than you. So anyway, that's all it is. But it's a bunch of crap because the EPA is involved. Earlier this year, the state of Texas, Idaho, along with 18 trade associations, challenged the WOTUS in federal court. In his ruling, Judge Brown said the two states argued WOTUS is a threat to their sovereign rights and may cause irreparable harm. He noted Idaho and Texas could expect unrecoverable resources, money, and otherwise by complying with a rule unlikely to withstand judicial scrutiny. The Supreme Court is currently considering the Sackett case, which pits the right of property right owners against EPA authority to regulate in an adjoining lake. Many analysts believe this ruling could restrict EPA's authority and invalidate the Biden, Mr. Brandon, WOTUS rule. So anyway, Judge Brown did not agree with the trade association's call for WOTUS to be invalidated nationwide. He said groups did not prove the rule would cause them irreparable harm. So there you go. It's a step forward. It's not a step backward. It's a step forward. So 25 other states have a lawsuit filed against Biden and his administration on that. So we'll see how this all goes down. Like I told you guys 2 months ago, I will keep you up to date on the WOTUS the best I can. If something drastically changes, there's something on the news about it every day. But this is a drastic change when it's on hold. That's important. When we come back, we'll talk about some grain prices, some cattle prices, really good prices at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction yesterday, and with Mr. Brandon Hickey Friday at the Elk City one. So anyway, did you get your heifer sold?
They're partially sold.
Oh, okay.
We've got like 2/3 of them sold, I think.
Right. Well, I've seen you posted some more on.
Yep. There's only a few left, I think.
And you see my babies I post on Facebook last night?
Yes.
Yeah. We need Cole Hammond. He helped me name them Ying and Yang.
Perfect.
They're little scimitals. Scimitals. Well, that one's got the white around her eyes.
Yeah, I saw that.
I guess we got some Oriental stuff going. So anyway, so we call them Ying and Yang. Anyway, we will be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is the basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stockers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around Western Oklahoma.
So the other side of our business is we fuel fracs. We have an automated system that we fuel fracs. We go through so much volume of diesel that we get a good price on it. It's just like anything. The more you buy, the cheaper the price. So we buy so much volume that we get a better price, and we're allowed to move that over to the ranchers and farmers. Our whole thought process was, you know, we're making money with this. Let's start fueling some farmers and move that price break over to them. Yes, price is the first thing, but reliability, knowing that when you call and ask someone to show up, they show up, do what they say. I really am prideful about doing what I say. I want to always be there. I want people to call me and know that I'm going to show up and do what I say.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Once again, good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March 17th. 820 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 407 brought 230. 10 at 426 brought 242. 6 at 460 brought 240. 4 at 476 brought 232. 16 at 648 brought 195. 5 at 680 brought 181. 16 at 702 brought 192. 5 head of heifers at 343 brought 225. 4 at 483 brought 207. 10 at 569 brought 194. 3 at 712 brought 175. 18 at 713, brought 177. 11 at 762, brought 176. 7 at 800, brought 144.50. Butcher cows were 69 to 107. Butcher bulls brought 92 to 116. Bred cows were 900 to 1710. Pairs brought 1750 to 2200. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You gonna prolong the eating of that cookie all hour?
I just finished it. Hey, I'm about to eat yours if you don't start getting that thing now.
You're about to get your hand slapped.
Anyway, hey, I brought it to you.
Oh, I know. But you're over there, like, getting crumbs all over the mic and all kinds of stuff.
I got a plate.
All right.
You got my crumbs on the plate.
Okay. Wellington, Texas. Here is your today's forecast. 66 currently. The winds are out of the southwest at 19 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 24. It is switched to 67 degrees. Peak wind gust today in Wellington is 30 miles per hour. Humidity is 38. So far this month, 0.36 inches of rain, 36 one-hundredths. No red flag minutes today, no sub-freezing minutes today, and 8-inch soil temperature is 51 degrees in Wellington, Texas. Cool beans. Okay, we got, today is the Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Happy Cap Hour. Stockman's Veterinary Clinic is proudly serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, and is looking forward to continuing it in 2023. They are excited to be a truly full-service mixed animal practice, providing veterinary medical care, boarding, preventive herd, health consultations, and medications to all species. With spring calving time upon us, we are here to provide assistance for calving emergencies, and they are, as well as any related problems that may arise. Also, it's time to start planning spring heifer AI projects and nutrition plans to ensure your success. Wishing all of our clients and patients a great 2023 and looking forward to building new relationships as well. Call Dr. Taylor Mouse at 580-225-0200 to schedule a visit or for after-hours emergency service. How about that?
Sounds good.
Yeah, she's good. I like her. Anyway, let's see what we have here. Let me get over here to check. Let me refresh these markets. We got all kinds of, we got a gentleman from up there in northwestern Oklahoma going to be on with the third segment with us.
That's exciting. Surprise.
You had a question you wanted to ask everybody. Today in Ag text line is wide open at 580-225-9697.
I got that one memorized by now. All right. Okay, so for breakfast, I love breakfast food. It's my favorite meal of the entire day. And for breakfast, I usually have eggs every morning with something else, whether
so
it's toast.
You're an expensive kid.
At this point, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyways, I like mine scrambled and, like, well done. Like, if you're comparing it to a steak, I like them well done. I don't want them runny.
That's the way I like them.
I like them. I don't do runny. My brother's the opposite. He likes them scrambled, but he likes them really runny. And I'm like, I'm not eating that. That's disgusting. So I want to know, how do y'all like your eggs cooked? Because everybody likes them differently.
Yeah. Over easy, fried.
Yeah,
Sunny side up.
I mean, I'm boring and simple. I just like mine scrambled.
You put milk in your eggs?
Sometimes.
Right.
I want to make them fluffy.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so I want to know. So, how do you like your eggs?
She wants to know how you guys like your eggs. So do her a favor and text in how you want them done. Because I know somebody's got something out there we've never heard of.
Yes, I want to know. There's probably something really crazy that I've never heard of.
And then we got a chicken question coming up on the bottom half of the hour.
Oh.
Yeah. So get your Google out. Get your Google out and be ready for this chicken. But she wants to know how you like your eggs cooked. You know, people like putting bacon in them, chopping stuff up.
I like sausage in mine. Sausage is really, like, spicy sausage.
Yep.
It's pretty good.
It's good. All right. Here's some grain prices currently. Corn for May is $6.32. July is $6.13. September is $5.64. Soybeans for May, $14.75. July is $14.56. August is $14.08. Basically, all the grains are in the red today, just to be honest with you. Soybean meal, May 462, July 455.80, August is 442.80. Hard red winter wheat, 819. It's down 10 today for May. July is 806. It's down almost 10 also. Oats for May, 360. They're actually in the green. July is 354. Cotton is just hanging in there where it was yesterday. May and July both at 77 cents a pound. Live cattle for April, 162.32. June, 156.12. August 156, even. They're all in the green a little bit. October's down slightly, not even enough to talk about it. 160.70. March feeder cattle up a little bit at 188.47. April feeder cattle is 194.47. All right, let's see what I got. People sending me Snapchats. Let's get that's scary.
Look.
Let's see. Oh yeah. Christy, if you're tailored watching, we got the Queen of Stockman's.
I got the wrong cap on today, so I had to improvise a little bit.
You're
put my
good.
Stockman's Veterinary Clinic cap.
Where is Brandon? Brandon, there we go. Okay, here's some stuff from Brandon from Elk City last week. They had a little over 800 head there at the sale barn. Just a few of the steers. The 400-pound range was anywhere from basically 230 to 242. From the stuff he sent me. 600 pounders were 195 to 207, and then we had some 700s that sold for 192. On the cows, the butcher cows were $1.07, butcher bulls up to $1.16, bred cows up to $1,710 a piece, pairs were bringing up to $2,200 a piece. At Western Oklahoma yesterday, they're east of Clinton on I-40, steers. 300-pound range that he sent me, 243 to 270. 400 pounds were bringing anywhere from 224 to 240. 500 pounds that he sent was 230. 600 pounds were around 215, 213 to 215. 700 pounds anywhere from 194 to $2 even. 800 pounds was 185.25, some of them. Then there was some at $1.75. Butcher cows yesterday, $1.08, top end. Top end butcher bulls. Are you listening to this?
Yeah.
$1.38 a pound for a butcher bull.
Wow.
Bred cows were bringing up to $12.75, and pairs were bringing up to $14.60 at Clinton, which Elk City, I think myself, is the better cow market. And Clinton over there, they got their strengths over there.
Yes, they do.
But if I'm going to sell cows, it'll be here at Elk City. That's just my personal opinion. Or at Hobart. One of the two. So anyway, all right, there we go. Okay, let's see if anybody's texting in the scramble before we go to break. Oh yeah, dude, you lit the line up. Anyway, we had a question here. Did any of the kids get their animals in the sale after winning top place in at the Hawaii? Yes, there was. I think I counted 21 kids from out here in Western Oklahoma that I know of. That made the sale at OYE, and I looked yesterday and I couldn't find their price list. All I know is the grand steer brought $102,000.
Wow.
Which I'll take that. And then, you know, I was talking to a guy yesterday that helped me out, lined me up on, see, like at Houston, it brought $450,000 grand steer. But what people don't know is only $50,000 of that goes to the kid, the rest of them go to scholarships.
Right.
For kids. So, anyway. Don't think that kid went home with $500,000 for a steer.
No.
No, so anyway, scrambled eggs, scrambled with cheese on top, and sometimes a little sausage gravy on top of that.
Gravy, okay.
Yeah. Scrambled, well done with picante sauce, right?
What is that?
I don't know.
I've never heard of that.
I don't know. It must be smell. What's that red stuff you get with your... sometimes that you eat with chips.
Salsa?
No.
Or like, I don't
know. It's got onions and tomatoes in it.
Pico.
Pico, yeah, that's it. That was kind of misspelled there.
I was like, my mom makes pico. I was trying to think of what it was
and
called.
And scrambled and a little browned. There you go.
That's how you get it, yeah.
That's how you get it. Anyway, when we come back, I'm going to have...
Should I change my cap again?
I'm not knocking the gravy. You're not knocking the gravy, was you?
No.
No, we're not knocking the gravy. No, anyway, you get back driving that tractor, sir. I'll have Leslie Fear, I hope I said that right, on here with the Northwest Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation. And we're going to talk about an event that's coming up real
quick. It's exciting.
Quick. Yeah, so anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 o'clock at Sweetwater. Featuring over 30 Age Advantage Red Angus Bulls, over 45 registered Red Angus replacement heifers, over 50 12 to 18 month old Red Angus Bulls, over 50 commercial Red Angus replacement heifers, and over 40 commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to mcintyreredangus.com. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to our third segment. We have a guest coming up here in just a little bit. And today is Tuesday, which means that is the Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Happy Gap Hour. Thank you, Dr. Taylor Mouse. You can call Dr. Taylor Mouse at 580-225-0200, or you can schedule a visit or for after-hours emergency service. So thank you, Dr. Taylor Mouse. And I have your Northwest Oklahoma forecast today. And I picked Arnett, Oklahoma today. It is 68 degrees, and it feels like 68 degrees. Dew point today is 30 degrees. Humidity is 24%. Wind is out of the west-southwest at 16 miles an hour. Wind gusts are going to get up to 25 miles an hour. So like I said last week, hang on to your hats, because it's not going to slow down anytime soon. And your sun is going to set at 7:51 p.m. I love that, you know? It just slowly keeps setting later and later every single day. And I love it when you, in like June, whenever the sun sets at like 9 o'clock at night. It's one of my favorite things in the entire world. Today, you could expect a high of 76 degrees. It's going to be partly sunny. Winds getting up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, you can expect a low of 50 degrees. Winds are going to get down to 8 miles an hour. It's going to be partly cloudy. Tomorrow, it's going to be breezy with a high of 82 degrees. That's what I like to call fake spring because it's Oklahoma. It's very bipolar, and you never know what's going to happen. It could be 82 tomorrow and 20 on Thursday, so you never know. But winds are going to get up to 25 miles an hour tomorrow also. So like I said, hold on to your hats. Thursday, it's going to be mostly cloudy, 70 degrees. Winds getting up to 60 miles an hour, so a little bit more breezy. Friday, it's going to be 60, and Saturday, it's going to be 63 as well. So it's looking pretty nice for the rest of the week. It's going to be a little breezy, but other than that, it's looking to be much warmer than last week, which is pretty nice. Jimmy, how's it going over there?
No phone service to the phone I'm needing to call.
That's not good.
No, that's not good. Anyway, we'll try again for in the last half.
Yeah.
Last segment.
I think that sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get that going again.
Try again.
Yeah, it was going straight through their voicemail. So, anyway, we got that going.
Yeah. I can't read
about that bull sale. He said he's going to try to call me.
Oh, that sounds good to me. The 2023 McIntyre Red Angus Bull Sale is coming up on Monday, March 27th. It is at 1 p.m. in Sweetwater, Oklahoma. And wow, I need my glasses because this is really hard to read. They've got 30-plus age advantage Red Angus Bulls, 50-plus 12 to 18-month-old Red Angus Bulls, 45-plus registered Red Angus replacement heifers, 50-plus commercial Red Angus replacement heifers, 40-plus commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs, and that's about it. And that is the McIntyre Red Angus in Sweetwater, Oklahoma. It's Monday, March 27th at 1 p.m. And you can find out more information at McIntyreRedAngus.com. Or you can call Randy at 580. And I can't read this. 729-9736, maybe?
Yeah.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
I need my
right.
glasses to read that one. It's pretty small.
Guess what?
What?
Well, we got connection.
Oh, good.
Yeah, let's get on with this.
That's good.
On the phone with me right now from up there in northwestern Oklahoma is Mr. Leslie Fair. Am I saying that right, Fair?
Fair, yes.
Yeah, that was close. That was close enough, wasn't it?
Close enough.
Yeah. And you are you the director of the Northwestern Oklahoma's Cattlemen's Foundation, is that correct?
I am the current president of the Northwest Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation.
Cool. And you guys, coming up here pretty quick, March 25th, you have your 27th annual Cattleman's Ball. Can you tell everybody a little bit about that?
Yeah, a little bit of history about the organization. It was originally founded in February 24th of 1947 as the Northwest Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Then back around 2010, there was some controversy or something to do with the fact of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and Northwest Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, so we changed it to the foundation back around then.
Okay.
Everything's still pretty much the same on the principles to promote the cattle industry and work towards scholarships for the kids going back into livestock production.
Okay.
But we started the scholarship program coming on 27 years ago, and that was when we started the scholarship fundraiser. And so this year it is March 25th, which is this Saturday. The doors open at 5 o'clock. We're going to have a steak dinner at 6 o'clock, a live and silent auction at 7 o'clock, casino night from 8 to 12, and a dance with Country Justice Band from 9 to midnight.
Sounds like a date. Somewhere a guy ought to take your wife to, right?
Yep, everybody ought to come up. It'll be a good evening, good meal. The live auction, there's going to be several guns. There's going to be one rifle that's got a night vision scope on it. There'll be a lot of farmhouse style decor. I think we've even got two or three cowhide rugs, some jewelry. It'll be packed with something for everybody.
And all the money you guys raise Saturday night, cover your expenses unless some of it's donated, but that's going into scholarships. Can you be a little more detailed about the scholarships when you talk about kids getting back into livestock? Just a little more details on that for me, please.
Since 1997, we have awarded approximately $225,000 in scholarships back to high school seniors and college kids continuing education, majoring in, we emphasize production livestock. Sometimes there are a few really good ones that fall in that may be another ag field other than production livestock, but we emphasize the need on production livestock.
I got you. And that's a lot of moolah over
time. That's a lot.
Yeah.
If anybody is interested in scholarship information, the ag teachers and the college and the high school counselors should have that information. But if they don't and they're interested, they can contact Dana Bay. She is at the Ellis County OSU Extension Center. And that number is 580-885-7775.
Okay, and are these scholarships limited to certain counties' kids?
I'm not 100% sure on that. I know most of what we do is Woodward, Harper, and Ellis.
Okay, all right. That's what I wanted. I was wondering that, if it was just limited to those kids in those three or four counties right there, northwest Oklahoma, which is fine. But it's such a good deal, and it sounds like a blast Saturday night. And like I said, the 27th Annual Cattleman's Ball presented by the Northwest Oklahoma Cattleman's Foundation is coming up this Saturday. Doors open at 5 o'clock. Eat a great steak at 6 o'clock. Live auction to begin around 7. Silent included. And casino night starts at 8 and goes all the way to 12 a.m. And then at 9 o'clock, the music cranks up. Two-step and boots get put on, and we're ready to rock and roll from 9 to 12. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. If anybody's interested in ticket information or anything, they can contact me at 580-571-2984.
All right, and they're available at the door, too, I'm guessing.
They will be available at the door as well.
Well, Mr. Leslie, I appreciate your time today, and hope all goes well up there Saturday, and good luck.
Well, maybe you can make it up.
Well, I'm going to be moving. There's not going to be any dancing room. Well, there's going to be dancing, try to keep my toes from getting smashed. But, no, I thought about it yesterday, and then my wife informed me that the floor will be done probably sometime this week where we can start moving in this week. So, guess what? I got my schedule. So, anyway.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. If anybody has any questions or anything, then give me a call.
Well, let me know how much money you guys raised for the scholarship. That'd be interesting to tell everybody.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Bye. How about that? Raising money for continuing education or high school kid scholarships?
It's always a good deal. I have filled out several scholarships that are designated to students who want to go into agriculture around this area.
Like what?
Southwest Farm and Home Expo has one.
Right.
The Elk City Lions Club, I believe, does one for FFA students. I don't think you have to go into agriculture for that one, but it is open to FFA students. I know that for sure. Yep. And then there's a few others that I've done too.
And so you're not going to know until you graduate when you get
So they kind of do an awards ceremony before graduation.
Okay, so
and
you'll know.
So they have a scholarship presentation in the morning. It's usually like 3 hours long. And they do all of the scholarship awards.
And you're
going
to be over there biting on your nails.
Yeah, I will, because they don't tell you beforehand.
Speaking of your nails, you put on Facebook selling some tennis shoes the other day.
I was selling some tennis shoes.
Yeah, and I was looking at those tennis shoes, and I thought they looked pretty cool with your prom dress.
Okay. Hey, I'll tell you this. Those heels come off within an hour. after dancing.
And then you're going to be back in this pair of tennis shoes.
Yep. I remember last year at prom, we were all dancing, and you just, like, stop, and you look around, and there's just shoes all over the tables, on every single table. There's shoes everywhere. It's hilarious.
So I just wanted to give you... I'm getting a Pico lesson.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm getting a major lesson here on the deal here. We'll go by that. So I got a question before we go to break, and my question is... You had a really good response on your eggs deal. One guy said scramble eggs with ketchup on them. I see people do that all the time.
That's how my grandpa eats them.
Yeah, and I'm just, not me. Anyway, and then there's some crazy lady omelet. One whole egg, five egg whites, one tablespoon of water, Canadian bacon, spinach, sprinkle with everything bagel seasoning. Guess who? Your
mom.
My mama. Anyway.
Hey, she's a good cook, though.
Oh, I guess so.
She's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so my question for everybody text in to the Today in Ag text line at 580-225-9697. How many pieces of chicken cuts do you get off of a chicken?
A few.
A few?
Quite a few, yeah.
How many pieces of chicken can you get off of a chicken to cook? Anyway. Not a trick question.
No.
It's straightforward. When we come back in the last segment, we'll be talking about pieces of chicken.
Okay. Chicken.
Yeah, and we'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden long range forecast for you. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom mats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18 ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, March 20th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,135 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 310 brought 279. At 486 brought 240. 8 at 658 brought 215. 3 at 653 brought 213. 30 at 725 brought 196. 8 at 898 brought 175. 4 at 903 brought 174. 3 head of heifers at 450 brought 200. 10 at 558 brought 210. 13 at 663 brought 187.50. 25 at 750 brought 170. 4 at 828 brought 155. 25 at 851 brought 166.50. 17 at 875 brought 165. Butcher cows were 36 to 108. Butcher bulls brought 109 to 138. Bred cows were 1050 to 1275. Pairs brought 1200 to 1460. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You know, I see how all you guys are out there. You're like, feel better than me. Landon sent me, well, I had a buddy on the phone sent me a silly answer on my phone. But anyway, come on. How many pieces of chicken do you get out of one chicken? 4, 6, 8, 10? Yeah, you know the answer because I told you the answer. Anyway, there's, come on. Let's have some deal here. Hey, who have you picked for the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Range Forecast?
I picked Tipton today.
Okay.
It is 67 degrees and feels like 67 degrees. Dew point is 50 degrees. Humidity is 54%. Wind is out of the south, southwest at 22 miles an hour. And your sun is going to set at 7:48 p.m. Today you can expect a high of 78 degrees. It's going to be partly sunny. Wind's getting up to 20 miles an hour, which it's up to 22, so it's unpredictable at this point.
Right.
Tonight you can expect a low of 57 degrees. Winds are going to get down to about 13 miles an hour. Tomorrow you can expect a high of 84 degrees with winds out of the south getting up to 21 miles an hour. Thursday, there's a 50% chance of thunderstorms. A high is going to be 79 degrees and winds are going to be out of the south, southwest at 12 miles an hour. And then Thursday night, also 30% chance of thunderstorms getting down to 46 degrees. And winds are going to shift from the south to the northwest at 14 miles an hour. Friday, it's going to be 70 degrees and sunny. And Saturday, it's going to be 67 degrees and sunny.
Well, if you guys are watching on Facebook, you can see Jill's acting her age now. She's got the triple-decker hat going.
I do have the triple-decker hat.
Yeah, and the old the smoking bandit trucker hat on top there. That orange cap looks good, though. Yeah. What's the right size
for you? It's because I bleed orange.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, I got some hay reports for you since it is Hay Day Tuesday. Here's some alfalfa prices from all over the United States. Colorado. Let's start with California. $425 for a premium alfalfa. $300 to $410. $410 being delivered on good alfalfa. Iowa, anywhere from $190 to $365 on premium. And Kansas, $250 to $415. That $415 being delivered on premium on good quality hay. They got anywhere from $200 to $240 delivered. Missouri, $180 to $300. A little misprint there on my sheet, but I said it right. $150 to $180 on good. In Oklahoma, nothing available on premium. Good alfalfa, $300 a ton for being delivered. In Texas, we got $365 to $433 on premium. $320 delivered to $360 delivered on good. The highest I seen, I guess basically it was California. They're the highest. On grass hay prices per ton wise, let's start with Kansas, $160 to $225 a ton on premium. $100 to $220 delivered on good. Missouri's $175 across the board on premium, $125 to $150 on good hay. These are reported sales, everybody. This is not necessarily what the market is. Right now the market's crazy is all I can tell you. Oklahoma, nothing available on sales on grass. Texas, $240 to $410 delivered on premium grass, $208 to $350 per ton. That's not delivered on good deal. If anybody knows of anybody out there that has 10 to 20 bales of just decent grass hay somewhere like that, I had a gentleman call or text here a while back, and he's looking for some to finish out the winter. Tough times, I know, right now, but maybe somebody or some good wheat hay or rye hay or something. If anybody knows, give me a shout here or call my phone or message me on Facebook or whatever you want to do. It'd help him out a lot. I'd appreciate it. All right, let's see if anybody's figuring out the the chicken line lit up finally. One person texted in 4 cuts, I believe. Bingo, somebody got it right.
Ding, ding, ding.
8 if cut correctly, counting the back.
That was good. Hey, that was perfect.
Yeah. Really, if you cut the, on the wing, you know, the wing tip,
mm-hmm.
if you cut that off, Aaron and I were discussing that earlier, you could get 10 cuts. If you cut that little pointed thing off his end of his wings, mm-hmm. you know, where they fight off the scavengers. Anyway, so they could do that. You could have 10, but it is 8. And I'll read you the definition coming from a chicken expert. Let me bring it back up. Okay. A four-piece is... A four-piece is two breast quarters, half breast with back and wing attached, and two leg quarters, drumstick, thigh, and back, all attached. Okay? The tail and the abdomen fat may or may not be present. An eight-piece is two split breasts with back and rib portions, two drumsticks, two thighs with back portions, and two wings.
There it is.
And it don't matter whether you fry them or grill them. It's all the same. They count the same amount.
So do you have a favorite chicken
cut? Do I have?
Do you have a favorite cut?
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Chicken leg. Okay. Seriously.
Okay.
Yeah, always.
Okay.
Because I used to help my mom.
Uh-huh.
Out in the backyard, take a hoe. We butchered our own chickens, plucked the feathers. Oh, yeah, you're spoiled. You got to go to Walmart. We didn't have that stuff back then. Anyway, take a hole, bark, bark, bark.
Run around with his head cut off.
That's exactly where that came from.
Yep.
And I helped my mom clean all the chickens. My sisters were too good to help. And so we do that. And I always get to pick the piece I wanted. And if I'd have been smart, I'd have went with the breast. But no, I like chomping on the chicken legs. And that's what.
Okay.
Yep. Do you know where, what's the name of that chicken wing place in the Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yes.
You know where they get their chickens from?
Huh.
Do you?
No.
I don't either. I was trying to ask.
I don't know. I think I've eaten there maybe like twice in my entire life. So.
So the guy that got the answer correct, he said, ha, the Longhorn guy got the right answer. That's the guy that said you could come out and take pictures.
Okay.
All right.
He's a chicken expert, too.
Yep. Anyway. Okay. Coming up. April 4th, here in Elk City, it started. You guys need to listen up. Vote on the sales tax extension here in Elk City. This is not a new or an additional tax. Elk City will vote on April 4th to decide if the existing voter-approved half-cent sales tax, which began in 2015 for the elementary school, should be extended 8 years and repurposed for police station and fire department upgrades. The city will pay off the loan for the elementary school this summer, which is nearly 2 years early. How about that?
Wow.
Somebody's paying their
bills. I feel old now. That school's been there longer than I think it has.
Man, you're looking old. Put those three hats on.
Thanks a lot for that.
Sales tax extension and repurposing will allow the city to remodel the 40-year-old police station and expand and modernize the 70-year-old fire station. That fire station was 10 years old when I was born.
Look who's old now. Throw it right back at you.
Yeah. So Elk City Fire Station requires expansion to house all the fire department trucks. The fire trucks that do fit must be backed in instead of pulling in forward. Larger classrooms and more fire department living space is also needed for the personnel since they are on 24-hour duty. Because of extreme wear and tear, the police station needs a remodel and additional office space. If approved by voters on April 4th, the tax extension will begin July 1st of this year and end June 30th of 2031. The repurposed and extended sales tax will provide needed public safety improvement without raising taxes because we're already paying it right now.
Right.
So anyway, I think it's a good deal. What do you think?
I mean, I've seen them back those fire trucks into that station, and it looks stressful. It's like if, you know, the post office is right down there, and sometimes I go down there because I need to pick up the mail or mail something.
Pick up your shoes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All the stuff I buy online. And sometimes they'll be backing in those trucks. It takes them a good few minutes to get them in there because it's stressful. It's so they definitely do need the
update. Yeah, because back when they built that fire station, back before I was a kid, you know, fire trucks were narrower.
Yes,
and blah, blah, blah.
Much smaller.
And now they're big.
Yes.
And
they're
anyway,
long.
And it's crowded down there.
Yeah.
And the police station's getting crowded.
Yep.
The plumbing's out of date on the jail, in the jail there.
Yeah.
They can't even find parts to fit the fix the plumbing.
Oh, wow.
So, anyway, I'm all for it just because police and fire departments are very important.
Yes, they are.
Elk City's growing. They're modernizing everything else.
Yeah.
Let's
downtown work.
Yep.
Yep. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
But it's good.
You should go down there and ask them to pull out one of the fire trucks and let you back it in.
I don't think so. I can back up a trailer. I'm not backing up a fire truck.
If you can, you can back a trailer.
Yeah.
All right, you can back a fire
it's
truck.
It's not hard. Nah.
Are you?
I'm not going to be responsible for breaking something.
See, like my wife, when she's backing a trailer, she uses a backup camera, and it doesn't ever work out for her.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Gotta use the mirrors.
It's a hand.
All three mirrors. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got... Man, the music's playing. All right. Thanks for everybody participating today. And what is the number of the Oklahoma Game Warden? I'll text it to you here in a minute. Anyway, which county?
Arkham.
You guys, thanks for joining me today.
Hasta luego.
I guess we're going to see you Thursday.
Yes.
Yes, your daddy's going to be in here and you're going to get the interview.
I am going to get the interview.
You guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy and Jill. God bless.
The biggest songs from the biggest stars.
Rick on the